the way it works is that there are some fundamental guiding rules about how two computers communicate. HTTP and HTML and URIs are these. They're not just formats for data. They're rules about if I say this, it means this, and the implication is you'll say this again. If I give you something which says that this page will expire in 5 days, and you give it to somebody else in 2 days, saying that it's a valid copy of this, I can't complain. No, they should have got a reasonable reason. One good rule is that that's what we call a valid representation of the page because it was guaranteed. And so we have little protocols which allow all kinds of things like caches to work within the networks, the proxies to hold copies, and your browser to hold copies of things, so that everything works much more efficiently. Things like network use is a great example of a peer-to-peer system mm-hmm. which was put together by inventing just a protocol between two parties. So the art is to invent the protocol between two parties such that if you do the mathematics, it will, when you look up the result, it will be a harmonious and efficient and pro-human useful system.
Right.
It's a little bit like when a physicist looks at how billiard balls interact and says, okay, now let's just imagine that we had a vacuum filled with billiard balls. What would its properties be? What would the average force on the walls be from the billiard balls bouncing off it? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. When we do the statistical mechanics, we find out that the effect would be that our huge space of billiard balls would behave very much as we see a gas behaving. All right, let's say we have a model that a gas is actually, the error out is made of lots of small billiard balls. Now that gives us a way of thinking about what it might be made of, but also it allows us to justify calculations and things. We work for a little while imagining that's what air is made out of. But the interesting step is from the microscopic rule to the macroscopic rule. Well, guess what? Laws are the same. Love thy neighbor as thyself. The idea is that you have a few things, the golden rule. You walk around with these, an individual with these rules and think that you act locally, and the result is that globally life is everybody is harmonious. And so now I've got one question about
whether the technologist, ability to predict the uses has been able to keep up with the.
Okay, so when you make something like the web technology or network news technology or the internet in general, making something which is going to create a huge system.
Right.
And it's going to create a huge system which has certain properties. And the idea of the web is, for example, that you should be able to read something, bookmark it, mail a bookmark to a friend, they should be able to click on a bookmark and see the same thing. That's the rule of how it works. Sometimes people break that. But that's, if that doesn't work, it works. And so that's the general property that it has from the user's point of view. And that, which comes from various architectural rules about how machines talk to each other. So what technologists guarantee is things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these will be the properties of the web. And I spend a lot of time trying to explain to people which are the important properties and why it's important that we keep them socially, and why it's important you don't go around changing all the URLs on your website so we can break free. Because the fact that you can follow the link later is important. What technologies don't guarantee is that there will be no war in the Middle East.
Right.
So there is a hope, but so there is another layer at which there are people working who look at the fact that you can publish stuff very cheaply. Anybody can publish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get 300 families in this country to publish websites about what daily life is like for them, and let's get 300 families in this country to do the same, and let's translate them all into the other people's languages. Okay. So there are people who are trying. So I think that there are various layers at which we're trying to make things harmonious. That there are people who are working to try to make sure that society evolves in it properly. They're trying to use the web to make governments more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
To cut through the country boundaries. The patriotism is a great thing in America. You drive down it. One end, I don't know, depending on which state you're in, you see an awful lot of stars and stripes. Everybody's proud to be American. So, at the moment, we're seeing that this is the problem in America, is being very respectful of itself and not sufficiently respectful of other countries. So why is this? It's because there's a lot of very good communication.
in America. This is the federal system is put together so it's to be very efficient.
There's a lot of infrastructure. You know, within the contiguous states, you can drive there. You can have strawberries shipped from ridiculous places at the wrong time of the year. You know, I'll have them for breakfast, so you just pick them. But on the outside, there's a language barrier, there's an ocean barrier, there's all there's time, time shift barrier. All these things make setting up a relationship with somebody, understanding what they may be in the same pain as you, much more difficult. So I think that so there is hope that the web, just by its nature of breaking down geographical boundaries, will be able to help us be more harmonious at the global level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some people have some hope on the technology in itself inherently as making allowing more connectivity. Personally, I don't believe that. I think that's a little simplistic, because it's not that the web won't cure anything by itself. We have to cure it,
right?
To cure things, and we have to do it by changing our attitudes. But and we can use it, and when we do actually do that, the web is one of the tools that we can use. So the question was: is it going to run out? Is it going to? Is the law of unintended consequences? Is it going to run out of control?